Nicely with Martin Besser.
Saw that video that went viral. You all saw it as well. The one where the teacher smashes the vapes.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, she's had enough.
Yeah. She's done.
We'll post the video. Go and have a look at our social media. But she's got a brick in her hand and a couple of vapes on the floor. And she is smashing them. She's done.
Yeah.
She's done with vapes at school. I have questions. Okay, now remember, I don't have kids. No kids at school. I don't know what's happening there. So y'all need to tell me. Please tell me it's just that school.
absolutely not.
Unfortunately.
Absolutely not.
So it's a thing.
It is a massive thing across all the schools. And in fact, it's quite a pandemic. And I'm just going to use that word.
It's dramatic.
I know, but because it's true. It's shocking. It's so widespread.
Because is it allowed?
Of course not.
No. So have we lost control over kids smoking? Isn't that like the first most basic challenge when it comes to law and order? Solank kinet ni ruik ni.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. When I was growing up in school, you know, behind the bicycle shed or the drama field is where you went and had your sneaky cigarette. But vaping, because it can kind of be done anywhere, because it doesn't smell like a cigarette,
okay,
I think is now being, kids are not smoking in class, wherever they can, walking around. Also, it's smaller. Do you know what I mean?
And the parents don't know they have them because they're expensive.
They're very expensive.
They're very expensive.
So, very expensive.
So how...
I don't know.
Yeah, and I know that there have been a couple of studies done. The branding, the colors, the advertising, although it's not geared for kids, appeals to kids. Mm-hmm. And some of the youngest that I've heard of kids smoking, I'm talking about kids aged 8,
yeah,
7,
9.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is not the marketing of the material.
It's how alcohol. They're doing it
in school. My question is, how the heck is this commonplace? I don't understand.
It's just
I went to a kind of a very strict school, but there's no way you would be doing anything illegal, like just in the open. Slices, to your point, probably find a way. It seems like it is very commonplace. I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know.
I mean, it is. And I do remember I was driving through Soweto to see my aunt a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Kids in school uniform, full on cigarette, in their full uniform. So, you know, I think they probably can't afford a vape, for instance. So it is very widespread.
Like, what is happening?
It's very concerning.
Did we just give up? Like, oh yeah, that's just how it is. And now this teacher, she's clearly had enough.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of teachers have had absolutely enough. And they're just like, you cannot do this. The rules of the school state no, you know, smoking, which is, you wouldn't have to have that for a school.
Right.
But, yeah.
And also, I used to think that is expensive.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember people moaning.
Yes.
Now, imagine the new trend.
Yeah.
That's heck of expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a school child.
Yes. So where are you getting the money?
What is happening? Is it a big problem? What's happening, South Africa? Go look at that video. The teacher's had enough. It's on our blog, on our social media.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
You know, when you don't have kids, you can say things like, if I had children, they'll never get away with that.
Yes, that's true. That's very true, yes.
And then you also realize that whilst I'm doing this as an occupation, I probably would never be able to have children because then you can't make sweeping statements like that anymore.
Yeah. How will I be able to judge?
Look at you.
And stir.
Listen to what I say, don't look what I do.
Yeah. But seriously though, we're talking about vaping at school. Now, remember, I'm honestly asking because I don't know. I'm not just even stirring here. I don't know and I don't understand how it can be a problem. Felicity called it a pandemic. Kids vaping at school. Is it honestly a thing? And how is it a thing? Why? What has happened? We're just giving up? Because remember, I only have my frame of reference. Ek het nie my verwysings raam werk toe ek op skool was. Daar's nie 'n manier waar jy voor 'n onderwyser sou rook nie. I mean, you would be...
Look, so I'm just going to call it. In my high school, things were... a little bit more, not free.
But you went to an art school.
I did go to an art school.
You went to one of those schools that we saw on TV.
That's right. I went to Benedict Fame High.
Fame.
Yeah.
Like in America.
Yes.
Your school is it's not a good example of what an average school kind of when it comes to law and order.
No. Yeah. Not at all. No. But I mean, I think kids also will push it and try and get away with as much as they possibly can because that is what kids do.
Would you be able at your school to smoke in front of the teachers?
Well, our school had so much authority given to prefects. We had a senate, and we'd help run the school and create
a leerling raad.
And I'll create the rules. And one of the rules was no smoking. And when I found a couple of kids smoking, it was my responsibility to actually mete out the punishment. Yeah. I made them decide. So no, it's frowned upon. It's a definite no-no. And if it happens twice, you might get suspended or worse.
Expelled.
Yeah. You just made it sound like you were in a gang.
Yeah. Also, I'm like why mete out. Just the punishment.
Just a couple of steps back.
What is happening here? It was a great thing. I think they trusted the youngsters to actually,
true.
Overlook their peers. And, you know, I wasn't very strict. I'd sort of say, okay, guys, well, what punishment do you think you should have? And then they'd come up with the worst punishments. And I'd say, cool, lekker.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so you called it the Senate.
Yeah.
Ons was die leerlingraad. Dramatisch genoeg?
Dit is nogal dramatisch,
hè? Dit is definitief dramatisch genoeg. But yeah, I mean, you have the prefects and to kind of enforce the. But so did you not have that anymore? Are there no prefects anymore?
No, there definitely are.
Surely.
So
are.
So this all happens, around the prefect structure and then the teachers and then and the parents.
Yeah.
So first the parents, then the. So they're getting away with it.
Look, like you said,
I don't understand
how
what's happening for this.
I hear you. And I don't understand, firstly, how children are affording it because it is
hellishly
expensive. So they've got to get the money somewhere. Then I'm not sure why you're taking your vape to school. So even if you're a rebellious teenager, surely this is something you do on the weekends, like away with your friends. Why are you taking it to school? And then why are you smoking it in school?
Not why, how?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Is my question. Yeah.
Well, the money thing, I think we also are looking through the lens of our own windows, right? Like, kids receive a lot of money, like pocket money, money for food, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm always surprised when I have the conversation with my kids how much they expect to get. But my thing is, back in the day, you couldn't walk into any old store and ask for a box of cigarettes in your school uniform. Mm. And it feels like kids are able to just buy vapes.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so a lot of questions here. First stop is it a thing? Vaping at school?
Ek is 'n laerskooljuffrou en verlede jaar het ons 'n groepie graad 7's gekry wat vape ook in die klasse openbloot. Hulle was so 'n groepie van 10, hulle was leiers en gelukkig ons hoof is toe dadelik op dit. Maar toe het die ouers gesê, wel, dit stipuleit nie in ons code of conduct vaping nie, dit stipuleit smoking. So, smoking is 'n sigaret, vaping is iets anders, so hulle mag nie geskors word nie, en al daai tipe van goed. Toe vind ons uit, daar is klomp ouers wat dit enable, ouers wat die vapes koop, so dit kom maar van die ouers af ook, moet nie dink ouers is onskuldig en kinders doen het skelm nie.
Listen, so just in case you didn't follow that, she's a primary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
There were kids in grade 7. So it's 5.
The leaders, basically,
that were vaping, and the teachers were like, well, there nowhere does it say in the constitution of that school that you can't vape. You just can't
parents.
Smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. Age 12.
I don't understand what's happening. It's like, Susie, I never want children. I'm like, what has happened? 084-850-0942. Talk to me.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
What's happening? With the vaping story at school. So I saw this video. We shared it on our social media as well about this teacher smashing the vapes with a brick. Mm. Clearly gutful.
Yeah, just done.
And I was like, is this a common problem? Felicity called it a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing. And I'm like, how? And why? And when? And how much? And where from? Like, I remember, I'm asking because I don't know. I don't have kids at school. I don't understand any of this because my only frame of reference is when I was at school, and you definitely wouldn't be doing stuff like that in the open.
Yeah.
Nope.
You'd get some...
caning?
amongst other things, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Some discipline.
That's right.
Give me a D. Give me a discipline. So what are we dealing with here, parents?
There is a kind, graad 5 kind, wat met a yellow box vapes by the school opgedaag het en vir sy maatjie se koop het, graad 5. So, waar kry daai kind daai hele box vapes? Dit moet ma of pa gees wat die goed vir die kind gee.
You guys mentioned that the vaping story for kids in schools is expensive. Just do a calculation again. This variety of vapes you get these days, it gets bought for approximately 275 rand for the vape, which is going to last you a month. That is approximately the same as the average person 3 cartons of cigarettes. That averages a packet of 20 per day.
I think people smoke vapes quicker because...
Because you can do it anyway.
Yeah. And then all the time.
Yes.
Sure.
Daar is tot ouers wat vir hulle kinders dit koop. Want hulle sê, and I quote, is beter of gesonder as sigarette. Ons het al gevalle gehad, al is dit duur, die kinders klap saam en dan koop een die vape. En dit gaan tot so ver dat hulle die vape in die toiletbakke wegsteek. So wanneer hulle kleedkamers toe gaan, dan maak hulle beter om elkeen 'n trekkie te kry.
Hey Sean, how are you?
Martin, good thinking you, man.
Well, thanks. You're listening out of Boksburg this morning.
That's right.
Thank you for that. What's your story? Is it a thing?
Yeah, look, I just come back from New Zealand now. I was there for 5 months. And I think the main thing is they need to start with the laws. You know, there you can't even buy a packet of cigarettes if you were born anytime after 2009. The vape shops there, if you walk into the vape shop, you can't see any products. All the windows have been tinted completely. So you can't even see any branding or advertising. Cigarettes are very expensive there. They're $27 a packet to $37 a packet, so 370 rand for a packet. And that's why a lot of people vape. And I don't know if that's the same issue, yeah. You know, but there's no way a kid can buy anything like that there.
So, Sean, for me, there are two parts to this. The one is the trade of it.
Yeah.
But my question is, what is the situation when it comes to discipline at schools? How do
you can't.
And the parents, because kids, where do they get the money from? How is it such a commonplace thing at a school? Do they just look past it? Whitney, if it's not, I don't understand how this happens.
No, it's a big issue because I think we're using their pocket money to buy all this stuff, you know. But the vape shop shouldn't be selling it in the first place. All the advertising should be covered up like they do in other countries,
yeah.
You know, so it's not an issue for the children.
So
they don't see it.
That's the way they treat it there in New Zealand, you say?
Yep, and there's no disposables. You can't buy disposable vapes there anymore. That's also come in last month. No more disposables or anything like that anymore.
Sean, thank you very much for adding to the topic. Much appreciated. Have a good day. Cheers, Sean.
Thank you. You Bye. Too. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.
It's just a little issue, just the last round of comments. There are a lot of comments streaming in this morning about this topic, about vaping at schools. I asked, and I'm not just even stirring. I ask because I don't know. I don't have kids at school. So when people say to me, oh, no, it's a big problem at schools, I'm like, how? How did this happen? What are we dealing with here? How bad is it? And judging just by the teachers leaving us messages this morning, it's a thing even at primary school.
I can't. I honestly just can't. No.
My kind is gevang by die school. Ons het nie geweet hy vape nie. Maar hy is gevang by die school. Want is teen die school reels. Die vape is geconfiskeer en hy was vir 7 dae gesuspend. Ons het vir hom gevra waar hy die geld gekry en... Hy het gesê, hy het sy lunch money gespaar en een van die graad 12's het dit vir hom gekoop. En dit het gebeur terwyl hy in graad 11 was.
My dogter is in graad 12 by 'n Afrikaanse skool. En sy kry amper elke dag asma aanvalle as gevolg van kinders wat so in die badkamers vape dat dit lyk asof jy in 'n donker wolk instap.
Ek het vir hom gesê, as jy tjoef, kan jy vergeet van jou rappie. Ek gee nie om hoe cool het is nie. Jy sal uit 'n ander plek uit rook as ek jou vang met 'n joof.
Ek is 'n hoërskoolonderwyseres. Die probleem met ons skole is, ons het streng dissiplinêre prosedures heeltemal weggevat. Sekere skole in Pretoria het selfs detensie weggevat. Die ergste wat met die kinders gebeur, is hulle ouers word 'n e-pos voorgestuur. En hulle rook nie in die klasse soos wat hulle nou voorgestel het nie. Hulle gebruik nikotien pouches wat hulle onder hulle lippe sit. So hulle konstant nikotien gevoer word deur die dag.
Wait, I'm lost again. A what?
A nicotine pouch. So it's like a little gum, a nicotine gum. Oh. You basically put it inside your mouth and inside your cheek, and it literally just feeds you
because
nicotine.
Because you're addicted.
You're an addict. Also, there's somebody on the WhatsApp line who said that they take out the inside of the highlighter because a chuff can fit perfectly in the inside of the highlighter, and then they are literally just puffing on it as well.
Yeah, because the smoke also looks different.
Completely.
Yeah. To, you know, in the defense of the keepers of the discipline, it's harder to spot that than, for instance,
cigarette smoke or
cigar smoking like we used to try. No, I'm kidding. thank you very much for your feedback. You know what? You can keep talking. It's a big topic, and I think we're just scratching the surface here. So go and give your comment on our social media. Volg ons daar. Altijd lekker om van jou te hoor.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.